This is the Love That Album Compilation Edition, covering soundtracks, tribute albums, best ofs, box sets, and more. February 2017. This is Eric Ranmater, and back with another compilation edition of Love That Album. The computer overlords are conspiring against me, and so we're going to have to do this old school with the internal mic. Sorry about that, folks. Anyway, on to the music. This time around, we're going to be talking about two compilations of 1980s hardcore punk rock. First up is the Welcome to 1984 compilation on Sonic Reducer Records, originally released by Maximum Rock and Roll Records. On the back, it advertises 23 bands, 17 countries from around the world. These countries include entries from Finland, yeah, you knew that was coming, Holland, Brazil, Spain, and of course, the United States of America. Musically, they run the gambit from melodic punk to screamo to near dirge-like heavy, hard, metallic punk. What they all share is an energy and an attitude. Let's take a listen. Originally released in 1984 with the affiliation of Maximum Rock and Roll magazine, what I have is the Sonic Reducer Records reissue from 1999. Sonic Reducer Records was a label that only released two things, as far as I know, the compilations we're talking about today. It was run by Jeff Bale from Hitlist magazine, which I have spoken about on a previous episode. In the liner notes, he does talk about Orwell and the technology of 1984 coming true. And then there is a 15 years later essay from the liner notes where he reflects back on what he had written in 84. I also have a little post-it note in here from my order where he asked me about a diner in Ann Arbor, because apparently he went to school here at once upon a time. At any rate, the idea that bands from all of these countries would be on a single compilation back in, you know, the early 80s was kind of crazy. Punk rock was really underground, and getting bands from around the world to submit tracks and whatnot was no small feat. I did actually see original vinyl copies of both this and the second comp we're going to be talking about in the record bin at my local record store back in the 90s, and of course I didn't buy them because why not? I had the CDs, and that was my mentality at the time. Not going to denigrate the CDs, I'm glad to have them. I don't listen to them as much as I should, but you know, looking at the tracks on this album, titles like Computer Control, Annual Report, Evil Speak, No SS, Police State, Propaganda Control. It's strange how things change, but they don't change. You know, 1984 was 33 years ago? 33 years ago? Wow, is that how old this is? And we are still dealing with a lot of the same issues that they were screaming about then. So at any rate, let's listen to a little more off this compilation, and we'll move on to the next one. Unmistakable sounds of Jello Biafra with the Dead Kennedys from their song A Child on His Lawnmower, which comes off the second compilation that we'll be talking about, The Not So Quiet on the Western Front. Another Maximum Rock and Roll related release. Was also released in conjunction with Alternative Tentacles. And it says deprogramming by 47 Northern California and Nevada bands. There's groups on here that you've never heard of and that I've barely heard of. Bands like Fang, Crucifix, 7 Seconds, who I've heard of, Fifth Column, MDC, Flipper, just a whole bunch of stuff. Now, I'll be honest, this is not a compilation I've listened to a lot. You know, it's one of the many, many CDs that's in my collection that maybe doesn't get enough rotation in the player. But let's check some of the stuff out.
System sucks.
Originally released in 1982, Not So Quiet on the Western Front provides a snapshot of the time, of the era, of the bands. This is that era between the end of 77 punk and kind of the emergence of the second wave, or maybe third wave, and about 83. This is when the hardcore aesthetic of the 80s is becoming codified, but not entirely. So you're still getting some experimental things going on. This is, you know, Black Flag's out there and the Dead Kennedys are out there, but we really haven't gotten to the place where REM and the Replacements and all of those kind of underground bands become college rock growing out of the punk scene. Once again, this is a compilation that isn't filled with hits or even consistent recordings as far as the recording technology of the day goes. Who knows how some of the stuff was recorded? Some of it was in the studio, some of it was probably on somebody's 4-track, and maybe some of it was on a tape cassette player. And I have heard good recordings come out of each and every one of those types of recording situations, and a lot of bad. You know, it's strange, I'm talking about these two compilations that I really honestly haven't played all that much, and that I could not give you in-depth knowledge or information or opinions about each and every track. They've stayed in my collection just because I didn't see any point in selling them off when I needed to. And there was a time when I could have easily sold these off. But one of the things about this kind of music is I keep coming back to it every couple years, hearing it with fresh ears, hearing it with more of a context of other music, and oftentimes finding things in it that I did not find initially. All right, this month is going to be a short episode, just talking about these two compilations. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you all next time.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.